Welcome to the very first little quick episode of Weekly Warriors. So what is Weekly Warriors? I'm really happy to introduce you to this. So Warriors are my beautiful community of clients, of people who are soldiering on through this life and who are warriors in their own right. They may be a spiritual warrior, they may be a business warrior, they may be a mum warrior, a dad warrior, whatever it is. The warriors that are doing the hard work, who have their spears and are charging through some landscape in a movie and they've got paint on their face. Because that's what we need to do in life sometimes. We have to strive through life as vigorously as we can and work really hard for the things we want. So what these episodes are about, they are to capture the essence of the things that we need to do to really empower the warrior in us. A lot of my episodes are, I guess they're scripted in a way that I plan them. But the difference with these Weekly Warrior episodes is I'm presented with a topic or a focus point that's brought to me and I talk about it from top to bottom without any script, without any plan, without any content creation around it. Podcast creators would probably go, "Ugh, what is she doing?" Because it's a risk. Absolutely. But again, I told you in my welcome episode, you will hear me say this. To be my true authentic self is the only way that I can build trust with you. Because if you know that I'm coming to you with real authentic truth and rawness, that's coming to me, that's flowing to me, that I know will help you and empower you, it's the only way that we're going to go in this journey together. Plus, anyone that knows me well knows me that, yes, I am a fast talker. Yes, I do say things extremely bluntly at times. And yes, I am extremely honest. So I welcome you to this space. And if you want to be involved in this, send me a topic or a focus point. So without further ado, my beautiful warriors, let's kick it off with the very first episode of Weekly Warriors. I'm going to be chatting about accountability and getting what you want because I know you deserve to get what you want. But do you? And are you doing everything you can to get it? Hope you enjoy today's episode. Hi, welcome to the Uncovery Podcast. I'm your host, Mahalia Jane. Every episode, I take you on a journey, talking about life, well-being, and mental healing. The Uncovery connects with different people from different places who share stories of growth and enlightenment. It's my passion and privilege to be here guiding you with my own truth and experiences because it is possible to live in a beautiful state. Accountability. It's something that I hear and at times I cringe a little bit because it reminds me of a core value of a business I once worked for who definitely did not practice accountability. Because accountability means taking complete responsibility for your own actions, your own behaviors, and focusing on accountability means that you are empowering that word. You are accountable for anything that happens to you. So, like I said, I get a little bit cringy with that word because this company did everything opposite to being accountable. I won't bore you with the details. One thing that I've truly uncovered and discovered is you can be super motivated. You can be doing everything right now to get to the goals that you want to get to, but you can still then also have a lazy mindset or be impatient with the process of getting the desired outcomes that you're striving for. So wherever you are right now, there are certain steps that you need to take. There are actionable steps that you need to take, that we all need to take in order to achieve whatever it is you need to achieve. And I can tell you this right now, and I'm sure you already know, so forgive me for sounding blunt, but you are the only person that is accountable for the outcome of what you want. I repeat, you are the only person that is accountable for the outcome of what you want. So you get the point. You're the only person responsible for the outcomes that you desire. So one thing that falls into accountability and into being totally responsible for your desires and your dreams is practicing a state of you already have it, envisioning you have it, manifesting, believing, feeling, and to take that to bed with you every night and to wake up with that every day. Already someone's probably thinking, that sounds like a lot of work, or I don't really believe that. Ha! We've just unlocked one of your limiting beliefs. So these small little things, and it's something I will cover later, when we're talking about manifestation of what we want and the universe having our back and attracting what it is that we want, because the power really does lie with ourselves. There's a line of how much we can attract and how we can manifest these outcomes in life. I've worked with people that have practiced morning rituals of manifestation and constant positive affirmations about, I am this, I am this, I feel this. Yet the thing that they're doing probably a little bit unrealistically is they're shooting really, really high. So shoot for the moon, you'll land amongst the stars. Literally, when you're trying to manifest and create something in your life and you're trying to work through something, if you shoot way too high, you're going to land amongst the stars. And that sounds beautiful. It's actually a quote that I used to live by. So let me back up a little bit here and explain something. Landing amongst the stars is a beautiful thing, because the affirmation behind that is you have focused on the big goal. You've gone big. You've dreamed big. You are doing big things. And if the worst thing that can happen is that you land amongst the stars, then no problem. And I'm all for that. The question, what is the worst thing that could happen if I do this and it's really big? I think it's a very comfortable question to have when you are trying to achieve massive milestones in your life. But think about this for a second. Let's imagine that those stars are the things in between that you didn't consider, that you don't actually want, that maybe don't bring you joy, you or whatever it may be. So when trying to really attract something that you want, and this is only a portion of the accountability task, think about it this way. If you're living in a one-bedroom apartment, you are only working a casual job, you're single, you're feeling a little bit lonely, and you're struggling so much in life to think about how you're going to get that beautiful coastal house that you've always, always seen in your visions. Now, if you're constant, I am, I can feel, I see, I can smell, it's there, it's right in front of me, is this big coastal house that costs $4 million. It's on a beachfront and you have this handsome person or beautiful woman, whatever it is, next to you. And you've got this massive dream. Hold on to that, because that is the dream. That's the reality that you are able to create. But there are little steps and processes along the way that cannot be left out. And it's really hard work. It takes a lot of focus, it takes a lot of motivation, and it takes more than just writing in a journal every day of what you will have one day, and I believe that you will have that one day. So when I say it takes a lot of focus, it takes a lot of motivation, a very incredible step that I've done to get to places that I want to be within my healing, within my dreams and my goals, is I've looked at the things I've needed to do to get to the big things. And I've focused on them. And then when I've hit that, I've ticked it off. It sounds like a very basic goal strategy, way of achieving something big, but trust me, another way that you can look at it. Let's say you're wanting to lose weight and your goal is to lose 20 kilos. And every day you have on your mirror in your bathroom, I will lose 20 kilos. I am 20 kilos lighter. I feel empowered now that I'm 20 kilos lighter. What are you going to do to get to 20 kilos lighter? Are you going to get a personal trainer? Are you going to change your diet? How are you going to get there? Sounds pretty simple to set up a strategy of the how. Think about what you're willing to sacrifice to get there. Think about the first thing you need to do. So for me, when I need to focus on my health in terms of eating and nutrition, first thing I do is make sure I don't go shopping hungry. Seriously, going shopping hungry is the worst thing to do when you're trying to eat well. Second, take out anything in the cupboard that is not good for you, that does not nurture your soul. So those really little tiny actionable steps actually lead to something so much bigger. You catch my drift. I'm going to cover this in a much bigger way in an upcoming episode. But honestly, if you want to discuss more about how you can achieve those huge milestones and you see that coastal beach house right there in front of you, but you don't know how to reach it, even though you can feel it and you're constantly practicing a very forward thinking, I am here, I feel it, talk to me about it. Let's chat. I'm always open to discussing little steps and ways that you can make this big dream a reality. So to finish off why I started with the word accountability, right now, think about what it is that you want. I don't care if it's something so small. It might be something huge. It might be that you are trying to land a $1 million client. It might be that you are single and you're looking for your life partner. Whatever it is, focus on that. Am I doing everything in my power today, right now, in this moment, to be the best version of myself and take complete accountability for my actions in order for me to achieve this? If the answer is yes, then hit me up because I want to work with you. If the answer is I'm not sure, then you need to think about those small actionable steps. And I hear coaches say that all the time, small actionable steps. I'm not talking about normal small actionable steps. I'm talking about something much larger here. It's on a conscious level and you have to practice it vigorously. Focus here is everything. If your answer was absolutely not, then I believe that you have been drawn here for a reason and I want to work with you because I was once where you are. And my goodness, once you open that door to realizing that you are in the driver's seat, when you realize that you are in the driver's seat of your own life and everything happens to you because of you, you will open something bigger and larger. So if you're still with me, amazing. Thank you for holding this space here. This was my very first edition of Weekly Warriors, and it's something that I plan on bringing you once a week so that we can open ourselves up into how we can live a more purposeful life. So thank you for being here today, and please don't forget to review these episodes and subscribe, follow, share, whatever you can do to contribute to making this content land in the hearts of people who really need to hear it. Have an amazing day. Bye.